Well, hello everyone, and once again, this is Minor Hawk, your voice of the gospel speaker, introducing you to another Christ-honoring gospel program, and it's called The Voice of the Gospel. Let us ask God's blessing on the program. Our God and Father, we bow in thy presence again today to thank thee for thy well-beloved Son. We thank thee for all thy love and thy mercy and thy grace expressed in him and his death at Calvary's cross. We thank thee for this day of grace and pray thy blessing upon this effort to reach souls for the Lord Jesus Christ ere the day of thy grace comes to a close. Save souls, for we ask it in his name. Amen. Now, friends, today I want to direct your attention to three separate portions of the Word of God. The first is found in Romans chapter 5 and verse 12. Romans 5 and verse 12. Wherefore, as by one man, meaning Adam, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Now, the second scripture, in the first epistle of Peter, 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 24, we read concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Now for the third and final scripture, found in John chapter 3, the last verse in that chapter, John 3 and verse 36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. And the Lord will add his blessing to the reading of his word. Well, friends, today I've read to you three separate portions of the Word of God, and each of these three scriptures has to do with the all-important topic, the salvation of the soul. Yes, even though mankind prefers to discuss politics, economics, sports, and the more common social problems, yet the most important topic with which a creature can be concerned is the salvation of the soul. And unfortunately, few people will take the time to honestly and sincerely discuss this all-important subject. I was trying to witness to a person not long ago, and after listening to me for a few minutes, he said, "Minor, please don't talk to me about salvation. There's two subjects I won't discuss, and that's religion and politics." So that's the way it is, friends. People are willing to discuss almost everything but their soul's eternal destiny. And no doubt some of you even now perhaps are reaching for the radio knob to turn to a more appealing program. Well, friend, I can't make you listen to me, but there's one thing sure. You may not have time to listen to the gospel today, but you'll have all eternity to wish that you had. Now, friends, the three scripture texts for today have to do with the ruin of man, the remedy of God, and the responsibility of man. In Romans 5 and 12, we're told that because we're descendants of sinful parents, Adam and Eve, we have not only inherited their sinful nature, but also the wages of sin, which is both physical and spiritual death. Now, friends, physical death, or separation of the body from the soul, is bad enough. But listen, spiritual death, or separation of the soul from God, is far worse, because to be eternally separated from God means that a sinner will be in the lake of fire forever and forever. Now, friends, there are many so-called preachers today who never preach on the ruin of man. They never tell their congregations the depraved condition of mankind because of sin. Yes, these spiritual jellyfish are afraid to tell their listeners what the Bible has to say about those who are unsaved. And one reason why they don't tell them is because the preachers themselves are in the same spiritual condition. They're lost. They're without hope. They're without Christ and without God. And even though they're so-called clergy, many are also on the way to the place that Jesus Christ calls hell. Now, friend, if you're not a child of God today, I want you to know that you'll never become a child of God until you realize your true spiritual condition in God's sight. No, you'll never be saved till you realize that you're lost. Friend, you know as well as I do that a person never goes to a doctor till he realizes that he has something wrong with him. And so it is with salvation. A person will never seek a Savior until he is convinced of his need for a Savior. I know in my own case that I never got saved till I had come to an end of myself, spiritually speaking. I reached rock bottom. Yes, before I humbled myself before God and then trusted his Son as my Savior. Then and only then can the Holy Spirit of God reveal the person of Jesus Christ to a lost and hell-bound creature of God. Now, there may be someone listening in today, and you're an honest, sincere, hard-working church member. All your life, you've been religious. You're well-respected in your community, and you're the first one to give assistance to those in need and comfort to those who are sick or bereaved. But friend, listen. Have you ever been born again? Have you ever experienced the convicting power of the Holy Spirit of God? Listen, friend. Have you ever realized that it was your sins that nailed the Lord Jesus Christ to the cross? Well, friend, if you've never been convicted of your need for Christ, then there's one thing sure. You've never been saved according to the Word of God. No, the Lord Jesus Christ tells us in John 8:44, you're a child of the devil. Now, wait a while. I didn't say that. The Lord Jesus Christ, the preacher of love and righteousness, He's the one that said it. So don't get angry with me. I'm only here to tell you what the Bible says about everyone and anyone who has never been born again by the Holy Spirit of God from above. And friend, the Word of God makes it quite clear that the only people who go to heaven are those who realize they belong in hell. And then, through faith in Christ, they become children of God. Over in Titus 3:5, we're told that it's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to God's mercy that He saves us. Friend, listen. If you're depending upon your religion to take you to heaven, you'll be in hell. If you're depending upon your so-called good works, ethics, education, morals, culture, or anything else like that to take you to heaven, you're going to be in hell. No, the only way into God's heaven is through a person, and that person is none other than the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one that tells us in John 14:6, He says, I am the way, not one of the ways. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Again in John 10:9, He declared, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Now that leads us to our second scripture text for today, the one found in 1 Peter 2:24, where we read concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree. Yes, thank God for the substitutionary work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sinner friend, here's the remedy for man's ruin. Here is the method or means whereby sinful man can be brought back into a new and proper relationship with his Creator God. Yes, even though our sins and iniquities have separated us from God, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. And instead of God leaving us in our sin and subject to His righteous wrath, He sent His Son Jesus Christ down to earth and ultimately to the shameful death of Calvary's cross. Yes, He who knew no sin was made sin for you and I, so that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. So friends, the remedy for man's ruin is the death of Jesus Christ. In John 3:16, the Son of God Himself declared, For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Again, we read the words of the Apostle Paul. In Romans 5:8-9, listen to this. But God commended His love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. Friend, if you disregard everything else I say today, please remember this. God is a God of love, and He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But friends, listen. God is also a holy God, and He cannot tolerate sin. And therefore, He must either punish the sinner or else punish the sinner's substitute. And that's just what happened at Calvary's cross. His own dearly well-beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, was the holy, spotless Lamb of God who was willing to meet the claims of God against our sin. And so He became the sin-bearer. And He bare our sin in His own body on the cross. Thank God for that. What a Savior we can have today. Now, friends, up till now, we've been dwelling upon the ruin of man and the remedy which God has provided for that condition. Yes, thank God He has not dealt with us after our sin, nor rewarded us according to our iniquity. But instead, He has provided the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, that taketh away the sin of the world. And now that God has provided the remedy for our ruined condition, the responsibility is now presented squarely to each individual who has heard the gospel. And friend, that means you. Yes, even though you may be religious and law-abiding, this may be the first time you've ever heard the true gospel of God's grace. You know, many people have written to me down through the years and have told me that they've been sincere religious church members for many years, and yet they had never heard the pure and unadulterated gospel of the grace of God. Oh, how sad. Yes, my friend, they had a head knowledge of who Jesus Christ was and what happened to him at Calvary, but as far as real Holy Spirit-led conviction of sin in God's sight was concerned, they had never experienced it. Friend, there can be no conversion without conviction. The gospel means good news, and it's only good news when you realize the bad. The bad news is you're going down to hell. The good news is you don't have to go there. But my friend, you are, as it were, on the witness stand today. What are you going to do with this man called Jesus Christ? Is he your Lord and Savior, my friend? Or is he just some historical figure you've heard and read about down through the years? Friend, I plead with you today. Yes, as this Voice of the Gospel program comes to a close, I plead with you to realize your lost and ruined condition in God's sight. Realize you can't do a thing to save your own soul. Because after all, if you could, then why did Jesus die? And then, my friend, I plead with you to look by faith to Calvary, and there behold the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, bearing away your sin in his own body on the tree. Yet believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior, and friend, if you do, according to God who cannot lie, you'll be saved for time, and thank God you'll be saved for all eternity. And remember, my friend, this is for eternity. Yes, this is for eternity. Let us pray. Father and God, again we come into thy presence to pray thy blessing upon the word just gone forth. Honor afresh thy Son, save souls, for we ask it in his name. Amen. Now friends, this concludes another Voice of the Gospel broadcast. If I can be of any further help in pointing you to the Lord Jesus Christ, I'll be only too happy to do so. Address all letters of inquiry to the Voice of the Gospel, P.O. Box 6, McKeesport, PA, 15134. And now until our next broadcast, Lord willing, this is your Voice of the Gospel speaker, Minor Hawk, wishing you and yours God's very richest blessing, which is salvation through faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Good day.